This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The state of Maryland is set to become the first in the country to tax the billions of dollars that big tech companies are making selling online ads. Google, Facebook, and Amazon, most prominently, of course, at a rate of 2.5% to 10% of ad revenue, depending on the size of those sales. Or, I believe the technical term is a boatload of money. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports now from Baltimore, it's not quite a done deal.
In its first year, the Maryland tax on digital ads would raise an estimated $250 million. State Senator James Rosapep, a Democrat from College Park, says the money the firms pay would go to schools.
These companies have built their businesses on the public investment in public education. And so we said, look, let's dedicate the money from these folks to making our education system even better. That'll be good for the people of Maryland, but it will also be good for these companies.
Maybe so, but Doug Mayer represents a coalition of businesses and tech industry groups that's been fighting the tax. He says local shops and restaurants that advertise on Facebook and Google will end up paying for it.
When the cost of those ads go up, the business buying those ads needs to adjust for that. They're going to increase the cost of the items that they sell, which then falls down on the consumers.
There's likely to be a legal fight ahead. Jared Walczak at the Conservative Tax Foundation says federal law prohibits taxes that single out e-commerce.
You can tax all advertising, but to create a tax on digital advertising without an analog component violates the Internet Tax Freedom Act.
Still, other states, including Connecticut and Indiana, are considering similar measures. Jessica Lee is a partner with the law firm Loeb & Loeb, which counts large tech firms among its clients. She sees the effort as part of a larger backlash against big tech and the business model of harvesting personal data to sell targeted ads.
A tax is not going to persuade a company who has over $15 billion in ad revenue to change their business model. I just don't see that happening.
Doing that, Lee says, would take more comprehensive federal reform. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.